Hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. With me, I have Scene Invaders here with me. So hello to everybody.
How's it going? Happy to be here.
And today we're actually doing our predictions for season 4 of Ozark. This show has been one of my favorite shows to actually review. I actually reviewed season 3 back in 2020 during the pandemic and everything. So now I'm excited to actually talk about when we get into season 4 on Wednesday. But yeah, I thought the way that they ended season 3 was just a shocker about how they ended it.
Yeah, and speaking of how long it's been since the last time, I'm happy that we're doing this prediction episode first, because people are going to binge it so fast, and then what? Then you got to wait who knows how long for part 2 of season 4. So it's good to, you know, kind of get into it slow, give predictions on what we think is going to happen. And then, like you said, we'll find out on Wednesday when we do the full review of the season.
Exactly. It's going to be interesting on how close we predicted and maybe some of those things actually came true, or how far away from the predictions that we actually did that didn't come true. But still, either way it goes, I'm excited for this. But the way that season 3 had ended was basically Navarro winds up shooting the lawyer to Marty Burr. And that was something I was not expecting at the very end, because remember what Navarro says. He's like, you have to prove to me that I can trust you. What makes you, and you don't even trust your own wife. What makes you think that I can trust you? And so somehow or another, Marty winded up gaining some trust with him. And so that was amazing.
Yeah, that caught me totally by surprise. Whenever I see a death scene like that, that's just, you know, out of left field, it always brings me back to The Departed when Leonardo DiCaprio was killed walking out of the elevator. And it was, you know, that same type of what just happened. You know, Helen Pierce, she was a major player with the cartel, but they decide to go with Marty Bird instead of her because one of them had to go.
Right, and I wasn't expecting, right, and not only that, but Helen was actually doing a lot of shady stuff, making it look like Marty was a rat, and also wanted to take the deal whenever he wasn't going to try and take the deal. So the way her and Ben, which is actually Marty's sister's brother, and Ben, he was trying to go on ahead, he was sleeping with Ruth, and also too, Ruth is trying to go on ahead and be pretty much the right-hand man to the lawyer and also to cartels. And now it's going to be interesting on how that actually plays out with Ruth, because remember, she was going to, I'm thinking that with Ruth, she's going to be wondering what happened to Helen altogether. And she thinks that she has this wonderful life at this farm now with her brother. Yeah. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And then she's kind of in bed with Darlene too, because Darlene went and shot the mobster for her when no one else was really going to do anything about it, because that guy was an asshole to her all along. But it's funny you bring up Ben, man, because he was so good last season. And the thing that Ozark has done in season 1 and season 2 with Roy Petty, his character was fantastic, but they end up killing him off. And then Ben, they bring him in, fantastic, he gets killed off. So they have like weight to them that you feel those deaths when they happen, and I'm wondering who the next one's going to be.
That's what I'm wondering. And here's the thing. I can probably see maybe Marty getting killed and the wife taking over. That's what I'm thinking. Because it's only a matter of time before Marty keeps undigging himself to the point where, you know, he can't undig himself anymore.
Right. So we got season 4, part 1, and then season 4, part 2, and then that's it, right?
Right.
I would imagine Marty will die before it's all said and done. And I think Wendy will live. And I think Ruth will live. I hope she lives. She's my favorite character.
You know, what about Darlene, though?
Darlene's crazy. I don't know, man. She's such a loose cannon. She's such a loose, like, she'll kill anyone. And she has no hesitations of pulling the trigger. As far as this season, I could see her getting taken out this season. That could be one of the major deaths. Maybe the cartel doesn't like what she's doing, or there's something that goes bad with them. But I could see her definitely kicking the bucket this season. What about you?
I could probably see her kicking the bucket, but she's gonna go out like a champ though, because she's just tough as nails. She's a
Oh,
total
yeah.
badass. She doesn't take no shit from anybody. And one thing I like about Ozark is women of power and women that are strong. And that's what I love about the writing in this show. And to see her, Darlene will be, to be honest with you, she'd be the one that actually goes out and with guns blazing, to be honest. But I could see the cartel probably killing her in order to get Ruth back on track with doing money laundering for them.
Yeah, me and that's a major plot point this season because Ruth is not on good terms with Marty right now. He doesn't trust him at all because of what happened with Ben. You know, they were falling in love essentially, and he was just taken from her. So she was going to leave before she got that deal with Darlene. So that's definitely a plot point I could see happening. I could see the cartel like, look, we want to work with Ruth, so we're going to have to take out Darlene. I could see that happening.
I can see that too, sadly, because and everything, but not without a fight,
Yeah.
But with Marty, I remember whenever I did the review with ACS during the pandemic and everything for the last season, I said that I'm thinking that Marty might actually be like having like a Godfather kind of ending where maybe he winds up losing his family. And then dying in the house of empty. Basically, the way that I see it is his house is empty. He has everything. He gets out of the cartel and he pays the price for getting out of the cartel, which is being empty, being without his family. And either his whole family dies or his whole family leaves him and he just dies in the villa kind of thing, like Godfather
And
3.
it's kind of like Breaking Bad too, right? He
Yeah.
had more than enough money to leave, but he kept going and he ended up dying alone. So yeah, I could see that too. I mean, there are parallels between Breaking Bad and Ozark, except the family's all in on it on Ozark. They all
Right.
know about it. There's no secrecy to it at all, which is a really cool plot point, I think, because I think the kids take it really, they're very mature for their age. The kids, they're growing on
The
them.
kids definitely do. Like the son, he at first he's kind of shocked by it, but then he's like, you know what? I'm gonna help my dad out too. And remember in season two, he's like, well, I'm gonna help you money launder money through dummy accounts and get it clean through a Switz account. Therefore, it doesn't look like that we're doing anything illegally. It's like you said, we're cleaning, we're sponging, and then we're giving it over to the cartels. So
Yeah.
he's helping money laundering. We have the daughter who's doing off the wall shit though, who
Yeah.
wanted to get emancipated and everything, and then also too not wanting to live under Marty's rules or the mother's rules and guidelines. And it was just really bad for I just didn't
Yeah.
really she did a lot of stupid shit last season.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it Jonah, the son, that pulled a gun on Helen because he knew what she was up to? And then she's like, hey, I'm getting on the plane with them to go to Mexico. Like, everything's fine. That was towards the end of the season. So, like, he was ready to kill her to save his family. So he's really evolving as well as a character. And Charlotte, I'm worried about her. I'm worried about Wyatt Langmore as well, because he seems like a really sweet man. But I'm going to make a prediction here. I make two predictions on deaths. I think Wyatt will die saving Ruth in some way, shape, or form. And I think Darlene is going to go out, like you said, like Training Day, like Blaze of Glory type of death, taking out a couple cartel members on the way, but ultimately she'll die. So they're going to be my two predictions on who dies this year, Wyatt and Darlene.
I can see Wyatt dying and protecting Ruth because Ruth is pretty much the only one that believed in him from the very first
Yeah.
season. And she wanted the best for Wyatt, though. Remember, she was always buying him books to read. She was always this person who was his nose was in the books. And she wanted the best
Yep.
for him. And he also had that brother and sister connection that I really loved between the two of them. And I could see them him protecting his sister and everything against the cartels, or something winds up happening with Darlene. Because don't forget, people might not even like the fact that they're even doing opioids or anything like that either. So therefore, they some other target might be on their backs that we don't know of,
Right.
and everything
I
too.
mean, and that's what they do. Every year there's a new character that turns out to be a fan favorite, like we were talking about Ben from last season. So there's going to be someone new that comes along that has a big impact. And that's one of the best parts about this show. The writing, the casting, it's just perfect. I love it.
I love the twists and turns. Like, for instance, like we mentioned before, when, of course, Omar winds up shooting Helen, like, I had to do a double take. Like, I remember rewinding it and playing it like 3 or 4 times. I'm like, did I just see what I just saw? Because
I did the
it
same
was,
thing.
because seriously, dude, it looked like it wasn't going to go Marty's way. It looked like Helen was going to kill him and keep the wife safe. It looked like this whole entire thing of backstabbing. And it
Yeah.
looked like the lawyer was going to take main control of everything and have Ruth as her right-hand woman to do everything and control everything on the Ozark level of
Right.
things.
And I think the only reason they got out of it is because you remember when Marty got that account unfrozen for the cartel, so they like
Yeah.
they see his worth, but they saw that Helen was trying to get rid of the birds, so they had to make a choice, you know? Helen was a soldier for them for a long time, being a lawyer for them, doing all this type, you know, covering up dirty things. But I think they, in their minds, they were like, hey, the birds are more valuable than you. Boom. And that, man, when you watch back that scene, you can kind of see it coming because now you know what's going to happen. But still, that was such an amazing way to end the season. Wow.
Definitely, because I didn't see it coming. And when we think we have one thing figured out with this show, they surprise us with something else. And
Yeah,
also
honest.
too, the FBI agent's probably going to play a bigger role in this, because remember, he was supposed to go in, Marty was supposed to go into protective custody
Right.
and everything too. He was supposed to witness protection program, and I can
Well,
definitely see them trying to track him into where the cartels are and everything too.
he's still trying to turn her. At least that's what
Right.
he told Wendy.
Right.
So I wonder if do you think he has a chance to do that?
Well, he did show some loyalty by getting her job back.
Yeah.
But even then, though, she was like, she wasn't buying it. But also, too, it also now makes it look like he fled the scene, which also breaks the deal and everything, too. Because remember, Helen came in there and everything and saying, hey, look, Marty Berger wants to make a deal and da 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 da. Now he's actually in Mexico. So now he can't even do the deal if he wanted to. It makes it look like he fled or he died.
Yeah. All things that we're gonna have to see how that play out. I cannot wait to get going on this. Do you have any last minute predictions? Maybe deaths, maybe side stories or a new character or anything like that?
I can see them possibly. Hold on. Brandy said, I don't know where we're going on or. Yeah, I said about 7 o'clock though, babe. That's my fiance.
Okay.
But yeah, baby, I said 7 o'clock and everything, but it's cool. But yeah, final thoughts for me though is this. I'm thinking that we're gonna be introduced to a new character, maybe someone that is above Omar as well. We only see Omar as like the top dog, but there has to be someone above him that is
Yeah.
maintaining and controlling everything. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see that. Then also too, I'm thinking, like you said, Ruth's brother winds up dying. I'm also thinking that Marty winds up dying in part two. That's when his wife takes over,
Okay.
probably. So that's what
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, I could see that too. So we got a couple big deaths lined up, whether it's part one or part two. But, you know, obviously with a show like this, there's going to be a lot more bloodshed coming our way. So I guess that's it for me for now. And
Right.
we'll be back for the full review. What's it, Wednesday you're dropping it?
Yeah. Wednesday, 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time is when
All
we're going
right,
to be
beautiful.
dropping it. And where can everybody follow you at if they want to go on ahead and listen to your podcast and stuff? And I just want to say you do a phenomenal job over at Scene Invaders. All of you
Thank
guys
you so
do.
much. Thank you. Yeah, so the podcast is called Scene Invaders. We're Scene Invaders on all social media platforms, and we have a website, sceneinvaderspodcast.com. That's where we put up blogs and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a great community. If you guys want to check it out, please do. We're always very vocal to comments and everything like that. Literally, if one person tells me to watch something, I'll watch it and give an overview. So, and we're trying to have John on February 20th, I believe. So
Right.
look out for that.
All right. And everybody, you guys can go on and follow me underneath Movie Lovers TV Lovers Unite underneath on Facebook, and of course underneath the same brand name on Instagram and on Pinterest as well. If you'd like to get an audio-only podcast episode of our show, you can get that where you guys get your major podcasts from. Also, too, go over to Good Pods. Good Pods is basically social media for people for content creators. And also, too, if you think about it like this, even if you're not a content creator and you're just like listening to podcasts, it's a great place to listen to podcasts. And it's a good place to interact with us because we can actually reply to your comments. You can rate individual episodes. You can do all that stuff on Good Pods. So go on ahead, download the Good Pods app. It definitely takes a few minutes and do that. It helped Cinevaders out because he's also on Good Pods as well and also helped me out as well. But also, too, we're also doing a charity event with Two Blur Girls podcast with Children's of St. Jude's Hospital. So if you want to go on ahead and get yourself a Scentsy, donate $5 to $10 to them. All the proceeds go over to Children's of St. Jude's. The link is going to be down here and below. But if you want to be generous and if you want to go ahead and donate to us, all you have to do is go to gofundme.com/movielovers podcast, donate $5 to $10 over there. But if you can't, I understand, that's okay. A simple share goes a long way here at Movie Lovers Night on our YouTube channel. Also, just smashing that bell in the bottom right hand corner to allow you guys to know when we have something new coming on also helps. And then another thing too is this. Go on ahead, comment below. That's another way for people to find us and stuff too. So go on ahead, comment, rank us, do all that stuff. It's also on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts as well. Go ahead and do that as well. Then, of course, follow me underneath Movie Lovers Unit on Twitter and then Movie Lovers Unit on TikTok as well. Then if you're a sponsor or would like to be on the show, just go ahead and reach out to me at movieloversunite@gmail.com. And that's everywhere you can reach me at. And thanks again, man. I can't wait to dive into even deeper with this show. This show has so much meat. I love the cause and effect of this show. This show knows what it is and knows its target audience. So I can't wait to dive into it.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm ready. Let's go binge.
Let's do it. All right, man. Well, always until next time. It's been real, guys. It's been fun. Can't wait to do this again. And bye-bye.
See ya.